online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
Live from the Kent County Show with the latest news update at 1 o'clock. Here's Joe.
There's still delays on a part of the M20 following a crash involving two lorries in the early hours of this morning. One man's been taken to hospital with multiple injuries after it happened on the London-bound carriageway at Junction 7 for Maidstone. All lanes have reopened past the scene. We'll keep you updated with travel news throughout the day on KMFM.
KMFM News.
The G20 Leaders Summit is underway in the German city of Hamburg, where police are continuing to deal with demonstrators. Terrorism and global trade are on the agenda, along with climate change, something Donald Trump will be challenged about. He's withdrawn from a global deal to reduce emissions. Here's Theresa May.
I've already said to President Trump that we believe in the Paris climate change agreement. We remain a member of that, and we want to see the United States returning to that.
Later, Donald Trump will meet Russia's president a day after openly criticising him for supporting Syria and Iran. A man who went to meet a 13-year-old girl in Kent after grooming her online has been locked up. A court heard how Mark Stouffer was confronted by so-called paedophile hunters near Maidstone East train station in January. The 44-year-old, who used to live along Victoria Road in Chatham, will appear on the sex offenders register for life.
This is KMFM.
Some of the survivors of the Grenfell Tower fire say they still lack confidence in the man leading the inquiry into the disaster. Matt has more for KMFM.
Sir Martin Morbick tried to reassure locals last night that he'd look into the disaster to the very best of his ability, but he got a heated response. Footage from inside the meeting shows him being heckled as he insisted he wasn't there to do a hatchet job on behalf of the government. Afterwards, he called the meeting useful, but just days after being appointed, he's already facing calls to stand down.
It's hoped a new flyover on a main road in West Kent will help speed up journey times from today. £70 million is being spent making the A21 between Tunbridge and Pembury into a dual carriageway. Part of that includes scrapping the old Longfield roundabout. Simon Elliott from Highways England says it will make a big difference.
The objective is to relieve congestion and to improve access to Tunbridge and Tunbridge Wells. I think you'll have a great link here, which will improve the Hastings to London link and to the obviously High Weald area.
Over 2,000 calls were made to the RSPCA last month by people concerned about animals being left in
Hastings to London link and to the obviously High Weald area.
Over 2,000 calls were made to the RSPCA last month by people concerned about animals being left in hot conditions. The charity say they see a huge surge in July, particularly about dogs being left in warm cars. Last year, Kent took over 300 calls, the third highest area in the UK.
KMFM News.
One of Kent's biggest events is underway. The county show at Detling features more than 50 food stands and a Spitfire flypast. Extra security is in place this year with bag checks at the entrance. Show manager Lucy Hegarty says there may be extra police there too.
That will depend on the resources that Kent Police have available over the weekend, but if people see them, they're not to be alarmed. That's something that we will see more of at large events.
And Ollie Mears is going to be in Kent later. He'll be joined by X Factor winner Louisa Johnson at the Spitfire Ground St Lawrence in Canterbury.
Sport
with dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Now with all the latest from Wimbledon and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, plays underway in round three at Wimbledon, with one Briton already in singles action on number two court. Aliash Bednaes set down in his match with 16th seed Gilles Muller. British number two Heather Watson opens the day on centre court shortly with former world number one Victoria Azarenka, her opponent. Defending champion Andy Murray's on after that, taking on Fabio Fognini. Murray says he's a dangerous opponent.
He was up a couple of sets, I think, last year on Lopez. Lost in five sets. Lopez is obviously a very good grass court player, and he started the tournament well here, so I expect to be very tough.
Johanna Konta's second on number one court today. She plays Maria Sakkari. Cricket now, and England's cricketers have made a substantial first innings score in the opening test of their series against South Africa at Lord's. An unbeaten half century from Stuart Broad helped them to 458. Captain Joe Root top scored with 190. A short time ago, South Africa were two without loss in reply. And in football, we might only be halfway through Wimbledon, but Gillingham's footballers get their pre-season matches underway tonight. They're travelling to take on Faversham in a friendly, with the players likely to get 45 minutes of action each. Kickoff is at 7:30.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.